Hello, this is Lulu.
And I'm Brian.
And we're taking a moment out of our slightly hectic day because something a little bit special is happening today to an internet radio station called The Global Voice. It's their sixth birthday. Now, Brian and I both worked there for a little while. Gosh, how long ago was it, B? Was it 12?
2012, it must have been, because I remember certainly it was just after I moved here.
And we were just talking about it, and we just thought it might be nice to, A, wish them a very happy sixth birthday, and B, share our memories of our time there and just talk about them a little bit as our kind of birthday present for them. You came to hear about them through me, didn't you, B?
You were listening to another broadcaster on the Global Voice at the time because you were trying to help him out with one thing and another.
Oh, that's right.
And what you heard was a musical promo that Chrissy Cochran had produced.
That's right. It was a promo for Take Five, which is a show that Wally and Sue
That's the one.
And it was to the tune of Take Five, but it was all a cappella vocal. And I thought, that's pretty incredible. And then something happened and the broadcaster went off air because of a technical glitch. And instead of getting dead air, which we used to get on the shoutcast stations I'd been used to, that's the kind of server we were using, promos and jingles and what have you kicked in instead. So there wasn't any dead air, and I thought, hey, this is something different. This isn't bad. I've got to do something about this. Now, at the time, we'd both taken a major sort of confidence pasting in one way or another, and we didn't think we'd ever do internet radio again, did we, B?
Oh, I know. It's always in the blood, isn't it? It doesn't matter how many times you say, oh, I'm never going to do it again. It's something that you do want to get back to, and hearing that sort of professionalism in the promos, because we'd always been keen on promo production
yes,
in the past.
It's sort of, yeah.
It kind of made you think, oh, yes, I'd like to be a part of that.
Yeah. So then we had to do an audition. I had never done an audition before, and I was absolutely petrified. And I had this piece that Bert did. He was supposed to be doing it to Mike that we recorded, and I had to put that in. And my audition, I remember, mine went on for half an hour. Yours was 10 minutes. It wasn't fair.
You're missing something important out, though, I think, because just before your audition, I was, because you went first anyway, I wasn't going to do it at all.
Mm.
And I was thinking of ways that I could help you. So what I did was I downloaded a few Global Voice programs.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that.
And I snipped out some of the jingles that the presenters were using. And I put those in files for you, separate files, so that you could intersperse the jingles, so it made it sound a bit more professional.
And we had promos.
Yes,
and
that's
I remember Chrissy saying to me, where did you get the promos from? And I explained to her what I'd done. I don't know what she thought of that.
Not sure. We'll gloss over that one for a minute. All right. Yeah, so I did my audition once you'd got on the air. You'd been on the air for a few weeks. The thing about it was that I didn't have a mixer at the time. We didn't have
half
the technology that we've
goodness.
Got now, because I just moved here, really.
We were doing your show from our old laptop, Jug. We all
That's
think
right.
of our laptop names. Juggernaut it was, Jug for short.
Yeah, because it wasn't great.
That's an understatement. And you were using the headset that I like, but it doesn't seem to suit your voice. And it
no,
used to
I
pop
wasn't.
Like mad.
No, I no? wasn't. I was using the Snowball.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so I'm surprised it got accepted.
The thing that really sticks out to me, I mean, yes, we've talked about the promos. I remember that thing about promos. You had to do it in a minute or less.
Yes.
And we found that, I mean, where we were before, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever you wanted, to be told you've got 60 seconds, we found that very difficult at first. But I've actually came to realise that it's disciplining to have a minute to say what you need to. Sometimes it is nicer to have that little bit longer. I think when we set up Team FM again, we gave 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And it is nice to have that extra 30 seconds sometimes because you can tell more of a story.
I was going to say, it's you're telling more of a story. I think I've got mixed feelings about it. I can understand the concept.
Yes.
But if you've got less than 60 seconds, what often happens with promos promos is that the person just tells a little bit about the show and plays a few song samples. I think what we were doing with Mushroom FM in particular is that we were trying to tell a story and make the promo entertaining. So there's not a right or wrong way of doing it.
But what I found with working on TGV and having 60 seconds, we did manage to do the few promos that we did for the Lair and for... don't you remember the Machine promo where we started, Bert started to sing The Sun Has Got His Hat On, and you said, "No, Bert, what are you doing? You can't sing that. You got to do this instead." And we started the...
pop music.
The beginning for pop music.
Yes.
And Bert said, "I can't sing that. What am I supposed to be doing?" And then you did your little spiel, and Bert said... well, what are you telling me for? You've done it already.
Yeah.
That was a cool promo. And we had the idea for it at like stupid o'clock at night, and we just made it there and then.
That's right.
Hysterical. It was really funny.
Those were the days we used to stay up all night.
Yes, it was. You know, drink wine and have ideas and just bounce them off each other. But what I really remember, going back to promos, is the musical promo. Both Chrissy and Wally Harding had Tyros workstations, so they'd make the most incredible original musical promos. That's, I think, what I'll most remember about the station. And the other thing is that there was a lot of non-English speaking programming there, which I've never seen anywhere else. So when it calls itself the Global Voice, it's not kidding, it really is global. The other thing that I will really remember is how very hands-on Chrissy and Wally are with their staff. I don't know whether they still do this. I bet they do. There's a Skype staff meeting every Saturday. And if you want in, you can go in. You can talk to them about any queries or you know, troubles you have, or you can just hang out with them. And I think that's, I mean, not everyone has time to do that. We certainly couldn't have done it when we were running Team FM. We were just trying to hold down full-time jobs, and it was just hectic. But I mean, if you can do that, it's just a nice way to be. To run an internet radio station for 6 years in this environment where stations are coming and going all the time is pretty darn good, isn't it, Bea? Really?
It really is, because there's an enormous amount of pressure. And what you can say about the Global Voice, certainly, is that they are very, very professional in terms of what they do.
We just wanted to have this little chat. I've got good memories of my time there, very good memories. I met some lovely people. It gave me the chance to get back on my feet and just to stop feeling so. I felt horrendous when I started to work for the Global Voice, and it just gave me that little hand up. And some of the friends I made there are friends to this day. So thank you, the Global Voice. Happy, happy birthday.
Definitely. Happy birthday to the Global Voice, and let's hope there are many more of them.
Absolutely.